Hi, welcome to the Inside Hour. I'm Sherry Kane.
And I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Welcome. Sorry we're getting started a little late tonight, but we're better late than never. Got a special program tonight. Sherry, why don't you tell us a little bit about the sponsors and the program tonight?
Well, we want to thank all of our sponsors. We'd like to thank HealthyWorldStore.com for all the amazing products that you have actually supplied everyone with all of these years. We also want to thank HealthyWorldAffiliates.com and also OxySilver.com. And we have a special guest tonight. We're going to be talking about OxySilver. We're going to be talking about the benefits of OxySilver. And we're also going to be talking about how it can benefit you and your family. We just are so happy to be here with you tonight. We also want to thank 528records.com. And we have a new site, 528radio.com, which is a part of 528records.com. And if you haven't tried it, definitely get to 528records.com. And if you haven't signed up as an affiliate, definitely sign up today, healthyworldaffiliates.com. Anyway, thank you so much for being with us here tonight. Dr. Horowitz and I have had a very busy couple weeks. I know that I wasn't able to join you last week, but I'm happy to be here today.
We have a very special guest tonight. Mike Anderson's going to join us tonight.
Exactly. Mike, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, great. Thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Oh, great. So, Mike's down in, he's from Louisiana, and we had an amazing talk the other day, and we want to talk a little bit about, you know, what we talked about. We were just talking about the conspiracy conference that Dr. Horowitz and I attended this past year in June, and Mike actually came up to visit us there, and he experienced some of the things. He witnessed what was going on, but he wasn't quite sure what was going on. So basically, talking to him, I was able to fill him in. So why don't you tell everybody a little bit about your experience, Mike, about how, you know...
Just first tell us a little bit about you, too, Mike.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm down here in Shreveport, Louisiana. And, you know, I've been living here for a couple of years. Father was in the military. He was a career man, did 26 years. I myself joined the military, did a couple of years in the Army, worked for the law enforcement, and then got into sales. But I always had an interest in alternative health and alternative medicines, and also an interest in, you know, things that seem like out of the norm, I guess, in society. And so I got a lot of books and do a lot of reading, a lot of studying, and it just really intrigues me. So, that's what led me to, to find people like you, yourself, and your site. And I came across a product, OxySilver, and it was actually a very, very wonderful product, and it seemed really amazing. And I can talk about it all day, so, you know, just stop me when I talk too much. But
let's get to that. But before we do, thank you, Mike. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I want to just before we begin to talk about OxySilver and the benefits that your special friend had from taking OxySilver, and that's a great blessing for everybody to know about that. I just wanted to kind of lay the foundation, because OxySilver would be literally in every household if it wasn't for the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel. And I know that you're fairly familiar with that. You've been studying these kinds of things for a long time, haven't you?
Oh, I have. Yes, I have. I'm in my 40s now, and I probably started about when I was in my 20s. After, you know, I had an issue going on, went to the doctors, and pretty much I got no help there. He pretty much told me something you got to live with, and I just said, well, you know, I don't buy that. So I looked into, I went to a health food store and talked to some herbalists and read some books, and one thing led to another, one led to another, and just, you know, and I was like, wow, this is pretty amazing, you know. You know, the body, you know, given the proper conditions and nutrients or elements or, you know, whatever will heal itself. And that is pretty amazing to me. So, of course, when you see these things, you want to go out and tell the whole world, but, you know, people look at you like you're crazy. So it was sort of lonely growing up, you know, because, like I said, one thing leads to another, it leads to another, and you go into finding out other things that people don't, you know about or have research, and they don't believe that it's true. So, like I said, sort of after over time, you keep things to yourself. So I just, when I started doing that, you know, I just started reading more, just getting more information, and that's where I'm at right now, you know. You can never learn enough because there's so much out there. But it's just it's a whole new world for me, you know. I'm in a whole new world right now, and I actually like it.
Yeah, I think that's what opens up when you start to get out of the boob tube and start to really look at what the science has written. I mean, there's a lot of garbage science, but when you start to dig, and folks, I can tell you that it's not a secret, I've mentioned it a number of times, but my greatest protocol for researching and learning is recognizing that everybody's got a bias. And you've got the far left, you've got the far right, and that they're largely propaganda mills for left and right intelligence. And so what I've always done is I've tried to read both of them. I try to look at what are the similarities, what are the overlaps. And then when I see those overlaps, then I try to check them out in another source, not right, not left, but a third party. And unbiased, ideally, and then I form my consensus based on that gathering of intelligence. And sadly, that's what has to happen. It's a lot of work. I wish we had a truth bureau. You know, we have an FDA, we have a CDC, Centers for Disease Creation, but we don't have a truth bureau that makes sure that media puts out and commercials put out the God's honest truth.
We could be the truth bureau.
Well,
that's what we are.
I know we are that. We try to do that all the time. And, I know we're sometimes, like Mike's saying here, we're lone voices crying in the wilderness to a great extent. But there is a lot of people now listening, a lot of people waking up. And, I just want to mention, we had a really big win. Folks listening, I want you to just hear what we had, a wonderful weekend and virtual celebration. On Friday, a Billboard magazine, which is the music industry's leading magazine, came out with a feature story on Amory's, and she is a recording artist and celebrity who has been nominated numerous times for Grammy Awards and won the ASCAP Award, I think, in 2007 for the best single. And so she's well known, and she's coming out with a new album that was announced in Billboard this fall. It's almost done. And it's called Cymatica, Volume 1, recorded exclusively in 528 hertz frequency, which is what makes OxySilver so amazing as virtually a holy water that eliminates the need for toxic vaccinations and deadly antibiotics. So we'll talk more about that, but I want you to know that this is
on VH. It was also on VH1. It was also reported on VH1, which is MTV, the same, a similar article in regards to Amory and her recording of 528.
Yeah, they came down on her. They also came down on the Billboard article, and it was done, obviously, out of ignorance and malice. Because in it, the editors and staff mentioned that they didn't know anything about 528, which is actually hard to believe because we've been talking about it. The internet is full of it. There's YouTube clips, like Amory mentioned in the article, that have well over a million five hits. A lot of people have been talking about 528 in the music industry. And so I just want you to know, folks, that we had a really wonderful weekend and celebration. It was the first mainstream media real hit on 528, and it indicates that the 528 love revolution is alive, well, is accelerating, it's happening, and ultimately it shall overcome the media suppression, because when people feel the frequency vibration of 528 love, it warms their hearts, it uplifts their spirits, and ultimately, used in OxySilver, like we'll talk about, it produces miraculous healing. And it accelerates or it amplifies prayer. And that's what it's all about. It's Holy Spirit power of divine love that does the healing. And so when you tune into that clear channel broadcast of divine love from the Creator's heart to our heart and your heart, Well, gee whiz, then you're going to receive the full blessing of the broadcast. And that broadcast is uplifting everything, including nature, including grass is green because of it. Dogs eat grass to get well and heal, and so do cattle. And Greek grass juice helps cancer patients. So anyway, we're really celebrating this program tonight, along with what happened this weekend. Mike, thank you for sharing this moment with us. Go right ahead.
Thank you. Well, the thing is, like I was saying, when you get into researching certain things, like I started, I got a book a while back, Dr. Moto's, about the water crystals and how the crystals are affected by words and also affected by, you know, symbols and speech and so forth, and they can go in a not negative or positive way. I was like, oh, that's pretty neat, you know. Then he did the rice experiment. I was like, okay. Then I got in, you know, looking into, okay, well, if, you know, if you speak to the water and the water has a memory, you know, that's sound. So sound is important. So it's really important to watch the words that you speak, and also the tones and frequencies that affect the cells, affect the water. Since, you know, we're made of mostly water, I was like, man, that's pretty neat right there, too. I was like, yeah, that's, you know, let me look into that more. You know, then it led into one thing another. Then for you to have a silver product, which is known to be an antibacterial, then also put in the live 528 hertz frequency into that, which is a love frequency. I was like, man, how can you not, you know, lose with you know, you got to win with this, you know, this product. So, you know, like I said, one thing led to another. Then I looked into how music has changed. Music back in the, you know, the days, you know, used to feel good, and you know, and have house parties and so forth. Then, you know, then the music sort of changed. So then I looked into how the some of the militaries use a frequency or a hertz that disrupts your cells and make you feel uneasy. So like I said, you know, everything has a negative and also has a positive. So, you know, I just look into the 440 hertz or whatever it was.
Right. 440 is the standard tuning thanks to the Rockefeller Foundation.
Right. So I said, okay, there must be an opposite to that too, which got to be a, if there's a bad frequency, there got to be a good frequency too. So that led me to the 528. Then I started looking into that and the tones. And I was like, man, you know, there's something to this. And then it led me to something else, to like, far as like how they was healing back in the days, using certain devices that could tune into certain cancer cells into your body or a tumor or whatever, and I could actually destroy that and leave the other healthy cells untouched. And I was like, man, that's pretty, you know, like I said, he kept leading one thing to another. And then I was like, you know, just kept intriguing me like that. So I, in my own life, you know, I try to use positive words and try to speak words that are, you know, positive and make people feel good. And, you know, if somebody is speaking negative to me, or if you hear something that I don't want to hear, you know, I just walk away from it, you know, and I also recognize it too. So I think it's really important to, you know, spread as much, I guess, love and good tones and vibrations as much as you can. You know, and over time, you know, that will spread to the next person, and then it'll change. And also that led me to, I don't know if you ever heard of the 100th monkey syndrome. You ever heard of
that? Sure,
Yeah,
that's what I feel is happening with the 528 Love Revolution. As more and more musicians play it and tune their voices and instruments to that frequency, the frequency is getting out, and there's a kind of like a scalar electromagnetic energy field that's generated that touches other people's hearts and creates the movement, the mass movement into this whole shift in consciousness and uplift of spirit. And that's, again, it's unstoppable. It's a wonderful thing.
Right. So, yeah, so I feel that's happening right now. You know, of course, you're going to have people on the other side trying to stop it. You know, they can do whatever they want, but you can't stop it. You know, like I said, it's just going to spread and spread. So try to use that in my own life and try to project it out to other people. And, you know, hey, we're going to win this thing, you know, so. That's the thoughts I put in my head, and that's, you know, it goes out to other people. And also, if you talk about it and other people talk about it, you know, you can feel it. You know, when you go to, you meet somebody, you know, you can feel their vibes. You can walk into a room and look at people. You have a room full of people sitting there, and you walk up in there and like, man, what's wrong with y'all? You can just feel it. You know what I'm saying? You can feel the vibes. you can feel bad.
Yeah, Sharon and I talk about that all the time. It's a countenance or it's a presence that some people have. Sherry has in the past been involved in the motion picture industry and was involved in a couple major motion pictures as a secondary character, and was you can tell it best, Sherry. I think who was it? Opie threw you off the set one day?
Yeah, I mean, I've been told by a film directors like the camera sees you too much. And I was like, well, what does that possibly mean? The camera sees me too much. And how is that my fault? And then you realize that it's not, you know, has nothing to do with, you know, me, but it had to do with a presence kind of thing. So it's not something that you can actually choose to shut off. You can't shut off a light. You can't shut off an energy of something, of a person that ignites out of a person. I mean, it's not like shutting off a regular electrical light bulb. We all carry energy and light and aura that surrounds us. It's not something that, you know, can easily be shut off. I think that might be shut off when we die. And then, of course, there's people that say that never gets shut off. It just, the energy goes somewhere else. So that's something people, you know, need to look at. But I know that you came up to meet us in San Jose, California this past June. Right. And I know we started the show with that. And you came up to meet us because you were really interested in the work. And then you had a very, very strange experience. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was different. it was different, yeah. I don't know what you, tell me exactly where you're going with that one. I had many strange experiences, but
We were at the, you know, in the middle of being attacked by the counterintelligence propagandists for exactly, you know, some of the reasons you mentioned, the 528 love frequency, which Dr. Horowitz has been out there talking about for years, and also OxySilver, which is a powerful silver hydrosol, the most powerful in the world, which this is something a big pharma cannot stand. And so, you know, we've been attacked by big pharma. We've been attacked with by the CIA, and the people they send out there to attack is not, you know, George Bush doesn't come out and say, hey, you know, or big pharma doesn't send their executives out, but they do send out little minions of their little gang stalkers, get out of jail card free folks, or like, you know, retired FBI guys. And you were in the middle of it there when you witnessed us, you know, what happened. I guess you weren't sure what happened until after we left, and then you saw the men in black, the real men in black, get up and actually stand up for the people that were attacking us, which were people that we actually are out there saying, hey, these guys are protecting pedophiles, or they are pedophiles. And these very same people were the people that were at the conspiracy conference. So you got to witness that firsthand.
Yeah, I did. You know, I'm not going to elaborate too much on that, but yeah, it was pretty interesting. It got interesting after y'all left. So, like I said, a speaker came up there, and he was a very interesting character and said some very shocking things that I never could imagine. You know, like I said, I'll leave it at that right there.
Let me shift into the subject matter, because it deals with countenance, presence, a human being's aura, spirituality. It also deals with their role in society today, and what you witnessed there, and what we have to deal with all the time. And it relates to OxySilver, too, because it relates to 528. So assume this for a minute, or just consider this theory for a second. You have two types of people in the universe, and especially, you know, let's say here on Earth. You have positive ones and you have negative ones. And let's put a frequency to those people. Let's give the positive people, let's say, 528 love and faith. And the other things that go into the heart with love and faith is joy and bravery. So you've got those people vibing in that. And then you've got other people who try to detract and degrade and ultimately lie and deceive. And they operate on fear. And so, you know, you got love versus fear, positive versus negative in this regard, and that it shows in who they are, and it radiates from their presence. The concept that looking at a human being's eyes, The eyes are supposed to be and are clearly the windows to the soul. And when you see the light in somebody's eyes and you see what that light is white light is really all the colors of the rainbow. And at the heart of the rainbow is 528 hertz frequency of love. And so when you look at somebody's eyes and you see that, and, you know, even tears represent the washing away of either sorrow or the presence of joy. It's an expression of God coming out of the windows of the soul, because water is part of the triune God. And as you say here with Oxy Silver, it's a water, a simple silver water that radiates love. And when there's love, there's no fear. And when there's, you know, this harmony that you can connect with another human being in their eyes and you look at them and you feel their presence and you feel their love, and that you connect and you celebrate that in camaraderie, community, and it reflects in your communication, and it reflects the divine human communion that's there in the spirit and being brought here to earth as it is in heaven through this kind of relationship. Then suddenly, you know, your life becomes something more than what it was when you didn't realize that there's so much in a human being's eyes. And there's so much joy that we're capable of manifesting if we simply choose to avoid and even laugh at the frequency of 741, which really is what is happening when you resonate not love but fear. When you try to confuse people instead of educate and uplift people. And so that is a remarkable, clear, like black and white differential that most people who are at all intelligent and reasonably intuitive can sense. And I think as a prescription for this Insight Hour, that would be my recommendation. Look at people's eyes. You can tell right away whether you're dealing with a used car salesman who just wants to sell you something, or you're dealing with some human being there that really wants to contribute something valuable to your life.
Well, that's intuition. You know, that's why my thinking on that is your God-given intuition, you know, because I'm going to go there. For instance, like the food you eat, there's kids growing up right now who've never tasted real food, never. It never tastes a real apple, a real pear, a real orange. You know, the foods they're eating, if they do eat a vegetable or fruit or whatever, it's going to be, you know, it's been modified. Or their water is full of toxins or fluoride. They're eating, they're chewing aspartame gum. So these kids are growing up from small to, you know, from babies to teenagers who pretty much are, I would say, modified. They don't have that intuition, so they don't know. You know, I mean, they're you know what I'm saying? They're different from a regular kid who should be having the proper nutrients in his body and can sense things. And when, you know, there's people now growing up, their senses are taken away from them. They're soulless. They're robots. They're in front of TV. They don't go outside and play in the sun and get a ball, or they get a video game and play baseball on the TV. They play, you know, football on TV. They don't go outside. These kids don't have no intuition. They grow up into adults without no intuition. So that way, you know, when you do look in their eyes, you don't see nothing there. And now some of these people that does sinister things, I mean, how could they do that? I mean, how could somebody just, like, do the things like that? You know, it all stems from, you know, what you're seeing, what you're eating, what you're hearing. You know, the music right now, a lot of music right now is frequencies and tones. You know, especially the music in the black neighborhood, some of the rappers, man, it's frequencies and tones with beats and negative words and negative sayings and stuff that goes into your head. So, like I said, you can look in their eyes and you can see there's nothing there, you know. So it stems from a lot of things, and I think that gets these people to that point. That's just my opinion on that.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about how it was the music in the 70s was all about love, you
right.
know. It had all the soul in it, and now the music doesn't have that soul in it anymore. It's got no soul. It's just about hate and just doing bad things to other people, not loving one another like your brother, like Yeshua taught us, you know, we should look at everybody else like your brother and sister, and not be at, you know, hating each other or creating right. this hatred with each other. And that's really what was put out there. It was put out there. I mean, the whole system is designed for crime. It's designed to keep it in place. It's designed to, because with crime, then you have all the legal stuff in place. You have the hospitals in place, you know, and that's why they create that, because everything, music is so powerful. Whether you right. do it for negative or positive, it's so powerful. And so you have to use it in that way, right. you know, knowing that you're putting out something that's going to affect a whole generation of people. And right. and that's what they know exactly what they're doing. The Illuminati is very hip on this, and they created this. Now, when we think about, you know, I talk with Dr. Horace about this. Like, well, we were created. Let's say, you know, our DNA was really designed to be receptive to certain types of frequencies, and that not all of us are going to be receptive to 528, and not all of us are receptive to 741. And in the end times, like it is, we're all going to go either one way or the other.
Yeah, let me give people a little bit of background. When Sherry mentioned 741 versus 528. 528 is the miracle note of the original musical scale. It's the heart of everything in the universe. The book of 528 is just coming out in a few weeks. I understand we're supposed to get our first shipments at the end of this month. In about, I'd say, 10, 12 days, the first books will be shipped. That means we'll have them in stock by the end of July. So the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, celebrates the fact that love is the universal healer, and 528 is what is the frequency resonance in your heart, and that the dissonance to love, we talked about fear, we talk about arrogance, we talk about deception, and that's egocentrism. It is the human ego that generates that. Yesterday I had an experience. We had acquired a little dog here in Hawaii who was beaten as a puppy. And so it took, when we inherited this real cute dog, it took several months before this dog started to warm up to us. And yesterday, for really the first time, I think the dog allowed itself, you know, herself, to really look me in the eye and connect in the same kind of light I just talked about a couple minutes ago. And that connection is pure love. It's pure devotion. It's sweetness. It's harmony. It's service. It's the joy of service. And so we played together, this dog and I, yesterday. It was really a lot of fun. But the issue that we can look at in society and the take-home lesson is the same opportunity exists for us to connect and get out of the dissonance that has us thinking that we're separate. In the spirit, we're one. And the concept that Sherry just mentioned, I want to come back to it, because sometimes, and I know I'm certainly guilty of this, and I feel badly about, I've wasted it, in my opinion, maybe not, but I have to judge myself a little bit less harshly, perhaps, wasted a lot of time and energy on people who just were not vibing to the frequency of love. And I know a lot of you listeners out there have the same experience. You know, you put out, you're a good human being, you put out good things, and then you don't get the reciprocal return that you would expect with respect and the return of the contribution in any way. And so the question becomes, what is it in a human being? You know, I know what it is in Oxy Silver that creates it to produce miracles and healing. But what is it in a human being that is opposite that? And we can look to the research in the book of 528 and determine, well, that is 741. That is a frequency. In fact, in the next couple of weeks, we're going to have, as an adjunct to 528radio.com, where you can go on right now and you talk about music from different genres being played in the frequency of 528 love. That's available now. It's online 24/7 right now. It's playing right now. And we're at our infancy stages of developing and constructing the site to have 12 different types of genres of music that at any time you can go on day or night, click one of 12 genres, and have all of the music played in 528 Love to open your hearts and miraculously heal people. So one of the things that I had to do today was I had to review this magnificent body tuner that was constructed for the internet for this adjunct website, whereby you'll be able to hear instantly the dissonance. I mean, it's nauseating between when you play 528 versus 741. And that dissonance is indicative of the fact that some people vibe to 741. It's a choice. And God created all of those opportunities, all of those choices, and you have to simply choose whether you want to be arrogant and egocentric and virtually supportive to dissonance and genocide, or you want to be supportive to the 528 love frequency and harmony and the evolution of a better world. And genetically speaking, Sherry and I had, I think, a very important revelation. You know, even people in our own families, you know, we have a mother and a father that gave us some of our genes, and I know that genetic expression is only about, from our parents, is only about 3% of what our genes are. They're antenna to the Creator. The DNA is like a sacred spiral that receives and transmits the frequencies of, in this case, we're talking about love from the heavenly throne. And then it manifests us as we, the people, are digital, bio-holographic precipitations, crystallizations, miraculous manifestations of divine frequency vibrations coming out of water. We're manifesting miraculously in this thing that the physicists call the quantum field, that the religious world calls the kingdom of heaven. And if you practice what Jesus preached, you'll be standing in the kingdom of heaven eternally in love. Love for Creator in divine communion and love for each other as divine brothers and sisters. And so this concept that there are those devil doers and potentially even in our own families that vibe to, receive, and then transmit 741 instead of 528. And the concept that the DNA strand has been broken or is currently being restored. The concept that there is a receptor gene in some people that doesn't receive 528. It receives 741. Hate, fear, dissonance. And so I think for me personally, it has helped me to have this realization reflecting on family members, how my own family could be engaged in dissonant behaviors. And what's happening is that I'm not alone. That you folks listening tonight, I spoke to a wonderful doctor today who is ordering not only OxySilver, but electroenzymes and some other things. And she
love
was
minerals.
Love Minerals and from the Healthy World Store catalog and healthyworldstore.com. And she told me that she's, after 30 years of practice as a naturopathic doctor, ready to close her doors because she can't get beyond the overwhelming dissonance and degeneration of the general patient population. People are going mad. And they're going mad, in my humble opinion, because they have had genetic and electromagnetic frequency manipulations and distortions that block them from the reception of 528 love, and instead they're engaging with the broadcasting of dissonance, which is the 741. You know, when we get that body tuner up, you'll be able to play all of the 9 core creative frequencies of the universe. It's called the perfect circle of sound. You can learn about it at perfectcircleofsound.com and or go just to love528.com, and that's great for musicians and people wanting to learn about this musical transposition, this 528 love revolution. And that, you know, you'll see that the only thing that doesn't seem to get along with 528 out of the 9 notes is 741.
And like, if we talk about the concept of people being receptive in a positive for themselves, not positive to the rest of the world, but they really are receptive to 741. When anybody listens to 741, you can hear that it's just a horrible tone. But I believe that it must be in an unconscious.
People are
unconscious sense of it being that they're tuned to the 741 frequency, and that this it could come through the through aircraft. It could come through
Project HARP, the electromagnetic frequencies, through
computer, through television,
yeah.
through the telephone, all kinds of different electromagnetic frequencies that can carry this 741 vibe, vibration.
Let me amplify that, Sherry. Thank you for bringing that up. 741, folks, is in classical music, it's called the devil's tone, or the interval between 528, which is the C note in the standard tuning of A444, standard tuning is A440, the F sharp note, devil's tone, what's called by musicians or known in the music world as the diminished fifth or augmented fourth, the tritone. It's very nauseating. It's used in symphonies to mark the low point of a drama. And then, of course, you have relief of that. Max, I'm sure you're probably listening from Toronto on the show tonight. You always do. Thank you for listening. You brought that to our attention here on the Inside Hour many months ago. So this concept that we have this population of non-loving, non-empathetic, degenerative mindset people, they are vibing to a different tone. And it is evident to me because everything, when you read the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, and you see the mountain of science and the physics and the biophysics and the metaphysics and how it relates to the physicality and spirituality, this whole concept of musical frequencies being the fundamental creative language of God. And then you realize that we are part of this creation and that we're interacting with a whole, not only electromagnetic field in our ambient environment, but with other human beings who are putting out frequencies of either dissonance or camaraderie. You begin to realize, gee whiz, now I can understand why my Aunt Betty, you know, was such a jerk, or my Uncle Ben just couldn't get along with anybody. And, you know, we could go on and talk about the COINTELPRO that attacked us, you know, but it's not even worth mentioning their names. They're simply losers who are acting, engaging this aberrant frequency, which is on its way out. And that's the most important thing. It's on its way out.
Thank you. And that's the thing. See, the thing is, a lot of times we give them energy. You know, when they, if you give them attention and give it keep talking about it a lot of not just that incident, whatever you put your attention to, you give it energy, good or bad. So they know they're on their way out. You know, the sun is changing things. You know, if you look in the news, you see they say, oh, the sun is emitting mystery particles that scientists never seen before, that's changing DNA. Yeah, it's changing that frequency. It's waking that pineal gland up in our head, you know what I'm saying? You know, when you detoxify all this calcification off your pineal gland, you can receive the frequencies from the sun and from the universe, and you can receive this information. You're going to be in tune with the universe. What's going to happen is, and they know this is happening. You know, I don't know if you ever heard about this. You know, there's people that are walking alongside tigers and lions. The lions and tigers and these ferocious animals ain't attacking them because they know they're in tune with them. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's coming about. This is a retuning of our DNA on this earth. And those who are not in tune are going to be in a vibrational prison by them with other people of similar vibrations. And those who are on a love frequency will all be together. And you cannot fake it because you can't get in one without the other. You know what I'm saying? You can't go to one. You, you can't go to the love frequency, you can't go to the other frequency unless you change yourself to that frequency, and they know this. So those who are doing these things, they are setting their own fate and their own destiny. So, exactly.
You have that right. I mean, it's obvious. I mean, we've already brought their names to the light. We've exposed all of them, and it's been written. It's been documented. They've lost their reputation to be able to harm other people now. We believe that. So now, right. Now that it's in the light, we believe now it's in pretty much God's hands. You know, and it's time to really tell people about what the good news is. And you had some really good news. I spoke to you the other day about OxySilver and the woman you were telling me about that had cancer after she drank OxySilver. What was it that...
Yeah, what happened in that case?
Well, a friend of ours that we've known for years, her mother had has bone cancer. And so they said... they were praying and stuff, and, you know, I happened to come across one of her friends, the lady with the bone cancer. She said, oh, have you heard about so-and-so? She has bone cancer. I said, really? I said, I didn't know that. So I went up, made a phone call, and her daughter said, yeah, come visit her and so forth. So I said, well, you know, I got something for her. I got some a product I think that can benefit her from the research I've been, you know, doing. And also, you know, I wanted to take this water and drink this water. And, you know, I said, guys, stop giving the attention to the cancer and say, give attention to her healing. I said, talk about the healing. I said, talk about how bad she is and how, you know, I said, talk about how she's going to get better. So I gave her the OxySilver. And probably 2 weeks later, got a phone call. And she said, oh, my mother's feeling much better. She's eating solid food now. And she said, well, what was that you gave her? And I said, yeah, I told y'all. I said, y'all think I'm crazy. I said, but I said, look, she's feeling better. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and, donate some more of this to you. And I want you to, you know, keep taking it. And she said she's getting much better and she's feeling better. She's walking around now. She's out the house. I was like, wow. And it was just a quick turnaround, you know, and, OxySilver had a lot to do with it, and I think it helped the body.
That's wonderful. What a blessing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's really a blessing. Wow.
We've had a number of people who've likewise shared stories like that. And folks, let me just explain to you that it's not anything unusual. It is actually only we think it's unusual. We think it's rare that these miracles take place, but they are actually happening all around and all the time. And what is the key ingredients, you know, Mike said, is prayer and faith. It's just the same as what Jesus said. And the concept that OxySilver is water with silver bonded to it, making it a very unique molecule that is a double superconductor of 528 love. And so when you couple prayer with heartfelt, loving intention that is fueled by faith, what happens is that then you take OxySilver, which we urge people always to take with this kind of prayer. What happens then is that it becomes a holy water and a virtual baptism. It goes in your mouth, but instantly it goes under your tongue and into your bloodstream, and every single cell instantaneously picks up this frequency of 528 love. And where there's love, you've got the universal healer. And when there you have this concept of nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven, well, gee whiz, if the love of God is part of the kingdom of heaven, which is, we can tell you, we've proven now the mathematics and the physics, love 528 is central to the kingdom of heaven. And when there's nothing missing or broken, there's no dis-ease. There's no degeneration of the immune system. There's no cancers that are wildly growing in the kingdom of heaven or in 528 love. And so by connecting with that clear channel broadcast of divine love, with faith and prayer, combining with that blessing, that anointing, that virtual body baptism, that you're doing by taking OxySilver this way, it ousts instantaneously everything that shouldn't be there. And that's ultimately where we are evolving. You know, we've relied in the past century on chemicals to cure us, beginning with aspirin. And then we started to inject our bodies with mercury and aluminum and formaldehyde and formalin and polysorbate 80 and then genetic sequences from bacteria and viruses and fungus and yeast and chicken embryos and bovine fetal serum. And look where it's gotten us. Our polluted waters reflect the toxicity of antibiotics in the pharmaceutical industry. Our bodies are genetically mutated, just like all now the extinct species that people are talking about and writing about, frogs with three eyes and being born with just total genetic alterations. And we, the people, also see that in our own population. And it's, you know, ascribed by the Rockefeller Medical Cartel as an act of God when a child is born abnormal like that, but they don't realize. You know, we dumbed down people don't realize that that's hogwash. 99.9% of human beings are born free of diseases, and then it's the man-made manipulations and the intoxications that cause the genetic mutations and then create all these birth defects and create all these organ systems and malfunctions and chronic diseases. So the concept that we're really going back to the simplest of all of the healing mechanisms when we take OxySilver and celebrate the miracles that result from it, it's the same thing that dogs get when they chew on grass because they're sick and they miraculously heal. We talked earlier about, Mike mentioned the sun. Well, the sun is 98% hydrogen and 2% helium, which is a double hydrogen. That makes the sun completely 100% hydrogen. And when you realize that it is the hydrogen in water that donates the electron, which is the source of all reactions, all movement, the energy supplied in the universe is all coming from that one element, hydrogen, donating the electron. So all the energy is coming from God. Water is part of the triune God. Water is 80% of your body, and your pH, your body chemistry, are parts hydrogen, is the critical factor that you need to understand in order to make it through the intoxication that's happening today. The sun is radiating hydrogen electrons. Fundamentally, as recorded by NASA, the 528 Hertz frequency beams out of the sun in not just sound, but also in the white light that comes from the sun. At the heart of that white light is the heart of the rainbow, which is greenish yellow, which is 528 hertz frequency and nanometers. And that's why grass is green. That's the chlorophyll molecule that takes that hydrogen electron that's vibing in love and outputs from carbon dioxide oxygen to enrich the air, the ha, like in aloha or the prana, the breath of life. It enriches the air with love in 528. So that's what we're breathing. That is the most sustaining of all of the frequency vibrations. And again, if you engage that fully, you engage the kingdom of heaven, you engage love, the universal healer, and you oust disease. Because simply, the darkness cannot stand in the light. Right, Mike, right. Yes. Any final comments? Maybe tell people how they can get in touch with you and support you and what you're doing.
Well, I have an email. You can email me at u2rwise@gmail.com. And, you know, just give me some of your thoughts and always get in touch with me, and I'd be happy to answer any emails from you. And like I said, we are winning this thing here. This love is spreading throughout the world like Miracle Whip. You know, you can just see people right now getting out in the sun, and they're people are starting to smile more and laugh more, and they're more receptive to people. And you know, sometimes you seem odd if you are extra nice to somebody. I go in a restaurant and I say, you know, I don't care where I go. I say, you know, hey, how y'all doing today? No, you know, and I might give them an extra tip and tell them they're doing a great job. You know, make them feel good. You know that some of these people ain't getting paid nothing, but you can make their day with just a nice comment. And that stuff will spread, you know, it'll spread to the next person, before you know it, you know, it's throughout the, you know, the population. So it starts with us, then, you know, spread it to the next person and just let it spread on. So you just got to
Mike, you're an affiliate, aren't you? Are you an OxySilver affiliate?
Healthy World.
Oh, yeah.
A Healthy World,
yes.
Healthy World affiliate. Well, you know, folks, why don't we just support Mike tonight for all of his wonderful work and thank him for being on the show tonight. Why don't we give out your affiliate link, your healthyworldaffiliate.com/forward. What number are you?
3917.
So, folks, if you go to healthyworldaffiliates.com/forward 3917, was that, Mike?
Yeah, 3917.
Yeah, 3917. And if you're not
going there, and install the products.
Yeah, if you're not an affiliate, go to healthyworldaffiliates.com 3917.
/3917.
Thank you, Sherry. And then right. You'll be with Mike and his group and supporting Mike and supporting you and supporting your friends. And God willing, it's our prayer that you and your family and friends have the same experience that Mike's friends have had with OxySilver.
Yeah, it's a wonderful prize. And also the stickers. I'm telling about the stickers, the 520 frequency stickers. They're wonderful. I got them all over my house.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to mention that, too. Mike is talking about the water resonator.
Also has the colored ones, I think, too. Ask.
You know, we also have the beautiful needlework, the embroidery.
Embroidered patches.
You can put them on the back of your jacket. They look really great on the back.
And also on your arm sleeve. We have smaller ones for your arm sleeve.
Yeah, so go to 528 portion of the healthyworldstore.com, and you'll see those. And they're not that expensive, but they look really classy on the back of jackets, whether they're leather jackets or whether they're corduroy or whatever, they look really great.
And then the water resonator stickers are really amazing. Yeah. Put them on glasses, on windows, anywhere that you know you want to get that 528 vibe. And where do you keep yours, Mike?
Believe it or not, I got one, you know, on your car, like where your oil sticker goes, right below there.
Perfect.
That's great.
Yeah.
You know, and folks, if you're trying to wrap your head around what Mike said earlier and what we're talking about now, how a symbol and a number can have an impact, well, again, the universe is made of the universal language, which is the word is sound, sound is frequency. Music is the universal language. That's math as well. So everything is math, and the numbers vibrate. And when your consciousness, actually when your eye sees a number, it means that a vibration has gone through the air and it has struck your neurology, and that energy is generated to your brain to be able to discern what it is that you're looking at. So it's all energy. So it's not unusual that that you can perceive a effect of a number and a symbol. Everything has sacred geometry that's associated with 528. It's actually fundamental to all of sacred geometry, and you can go get the book of 528 now. Just read about it. You can download the ebook right now. It's available right now for less than $10. The book of 528.com has this access to the information we've talked about tonight. And believe me, you know, OxySilver is a fantastic product to be able to help people not simply with getting over infectious diseases and avoiding medical toxicity. But the concept of spreading the love frequency vibration and the simplest understandings of how God works through the Holy Spirit to do all the healing, and God's given us the revelations of the technology that God uses to administer these miracles. And it's just, that's the time we're living in, folks. As bad as it is out there in the world, it's as great as it is out there in the world, and it's your choice as to where you put your energy.
We also, if you don't have a tuning fork, a 528 tuning fork, they're really an amazing thing. Go to the 528 portion of the healthyworldstore.com. And we're going to be launching 528 Mall soon, too, which is going to have all everything 528 in it.
Yeah, so it's very exciting. Wonderful time we're living in. And we ask you, folks who are listening, if you want to partner with us, do so. Quickly get in with the healthyworldaffiliates.com and bring us your ideas and take our ideas out there and do something wonderful with them. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Mike, thank you so much for joining us this week on the Insight Hour.
And I'm Sherry Kane. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week at the same time.
Be blessed, Mike. Thank you. Yep, same time next week, 9 o'clock Pacific time, midnight on the East Coast, Hawaii time at 6 p.m. We got to remember that next. I can't be mowing lawns at the time the Insight Hour starts, otherwise we'll be late. Love you, folks. Thanks a lot. Talk to you next week. Bye for now.
Good night.